medical updates. If you have ideas that you would like to either solidify, question, want some answers, there is a doctor in the house, and he is available right now for your listening and dancing pleasure, in a manner of speaking. And maybe you got some tough things going on medically. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have along with you Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is here to spend a couple of hours with his shingle out.
I'm happy to be here also.
And there you go. So the two of us are happy, and you'll be satisfied, whether you'll be happy or not at the end of the conversation, isn't really the correct judgment. It's whether you're satisfied with the information. A lot of it depends on you and what you present for Dr. Ken to analyze and understand. Please get to your story quickly and your question so we can get as many people on the air here as possible. You can also email Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter as well, the Facebook address / Good Day Show and at Good Day Show on Twitter. Dr. Ken has a great website, a lot of information. That's what we're all about here, is information. So let's get started with that stomach bug and why people have it, why they get it, where it comes from, and more importantly, if you have it, what do you do about it, Ken?
This is a national story. It's affecting us here down in Florida, but it's affecting people already in 16 states. 400 people nationwide have been sickened with this stomach bug, and there is breaking news about it. This outbreak of stomach illness has been linked in two states, Iowa and Nebraska, to a salad mix served at a local Olive Garden and Red Lobster restaurant supplied by a Mexican farm. So we have made some progress on this. We mentioned this story last week. It was much smaller. The outbreak of cyclospora, that's this parasite infection, has sickened more than 400 people, as I said, in 16 states in all so far. The FDA says it's still working to determine whether the salad mix is the source of illnesses in the other 14 states, but I'm going to go out on the limb and predict that it definitely is. And the FDA has traced illnesses from the restaurants in Nebraska and Iowa to Taylor Farms de Mexico, the Mexican branch of Salinas, California-based Taylor Farms, the company which provides produce to the food service industry, said its facility located about 180 miles north of Mexico City in San Miguel de Allende is the only one of its 12 sites to be connected to the cases. Cyclosporiasis is caused by ingesting food or water containing this one-celled parasite. It's too small to be detected without a microscope. Here are the symptoms to watch for: watery diarrhea, vomiting, and body aches. So they're a little general, but they right now you have to be thinking about cyclosporosis. As a precaution, please thoroughly wash products before it's eaten to minimize the chance of infection until this whole issue is resolved. Anyone with cyclosporosis like symptoms should seek medical treatment and ask to be tested for the parasite. The good news is that the infection is easily treatable with readily available antibiotics. We usually use sulfa drugs for this. Most people with healthy immune systems do recover from the infection without treatment. The people who are especially vulnerable to this are the very old and the very young.
Well, the people who have strong immune systems don't usually have any effect. It doesn't bother them. The stronger and better your immune system, the less problem you're going to have with things like this, number one. Number two, by the way, the number 888-553-7536 to get through to Dr. Ken. Very important part of the Doug Steffen family. 888-553-7536. Let us help you out if you have questions. If you are writing down little things that have been bothering you through the week in order to get to Dr. Ken, now's a great time for you to initiate that call. 888-3, there's the wrong number.
Well, close.
You could actually get through on that. That's the other Doug Steffen number. This is for Dr. Ken exclusively. 3-8s together. 888-553-7536. One of the things that really bugs me, not to make a pun out of this, but the FDA this week has begun requesting input on how to implement the food inspection safety law that was passed and not funded a couple of years ago. Remember we had all that discussion, I don't know, it was the fall of 2011. Remember when all this there, they're going to require this and require that of farms and farmers. And of course, it doesn't get to the root of the problem. It goes after small farmers who are never the problem. The problem is this big, these gigantic farms, and most of the problem actually comes from offshore food. And the input that they're getting or what they're looking for has nothing to do with what the serious problems are that do present themselves when it comes to our food supply, and that's food that comes in from other countries. This is so outrageously either stupid or willful on their part because of the influence of some of the big money, these big agribusinesses that bring in a lot of food and produce from outside the country. They don't want to have thorough inspection. They don't want it to be labeled so that you know the country of origin. They don't want you to know what you're eating, what you're buying, what you're getting. And so whatever means you can, you should watch this. A lot of the local war movements, the people who are supporting local family farms and farmers are very upset to the point of being irate about this government intrusion and the chasing around of family farmers, giving the requirements or the notice that they'll be required to do this, that, or the other thing. And the requirements are so onerous that you can't stay in business. This is your government once again going after what it is, for whatever the reason, whether they're looking for this, you know, transnational, global food supply, controlled by Monsanto and their ilk, whatever it is that's the motivation, I'm telling you that this is a bad omen for the only good part about this, Ken, is that they don't have any money. There's no money that's been set aside to actually enforce it, but they're still spending a lot of time and effort and taxpayer dollars to write regulations.
Well, if the Congress changes, there will be money.
Yeah. Well, anyway, speaking of that, you have studied doctors and Medicare, not just this week, this month, this year, since all this has, the new health care system has been, it's not really fully implemented, but there's a little bit here and a little bit there that comes in, and doctors are speaking loudly by their exit to the door.
Well, this is should be troubling to everybody who's listening, because in order to implement what is becoming fondly called Obamacare, suddenly you give a lot of people a new doctor, and you have to have new doctors. You have to have plenty of more doctors, but duh, that was not planned in this. They decided to give out everybody health insurance. And they forgot about the possibility of needing more doctors. And this has become an issue. It's going to be much, much more harder as this gets rolled out to find a physician. And what is happening is the web that doctors find themselves in. I can't tell you how much time I spent on the phone this week trying to get approved what needed to be approved for my patients, and this took me away from patient care. Ultimately, everything got approved, but I probably put in 3 hours of my time on the phone this week trying to get approved procedures that needed to get done on my patients. And 10 years ago, I would have been spending these 3 hours taking care of patients.
Yeah.
And there's no choice. So the number of doctors who opted out of Medicare last year, while a small proportion of the nation's health professionals, nearly tripled from 3 years earlier, according to the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, the government agency that administers the program. Other doctors are limiting the number of Medicare patients they treat, even if they don't formally opt out of the system. I hear my colleagues talking about this all the time, that they are going to limit their Medicare patients, they're going to limit Medicaid patients. And if they had a means, they would just take care of patients without insurance, go back to the old ways. I think many of my colleagues, if they could figure it out, would just get the whole third-party system out of the equation, because they feel, and I'd love to hear if there are doctors listening. I know you listen. If you'd like to come on, I'd be glad to put you on if you would like to discuss this. But I know my colleagues, they tell me all the time how frustrated they are that they have to have this third party looking down their back between them and the patient. None of us who went into medicine at least 10 years ago ever expected to be in a position where people who did not go to medical school would be telling us how to take care of our patients.
There you go. 888-3. There I am. This number stuff, it gets, you know, I was so used to for so long using the same phone number, and then we changed it earlier this year. So I have to make sure that I'm giving you the correct number for Dr. Ken. It's 888-553-7536. Also, correct information from Dr. Ken about various products that he's asked to endorse or talk about. And in the case of your teeth, there is some story. Didn't I see something about dental health this week? Yeah, his story about dental health. One of the best ways to maintain your dental health is make sure that your teeth are clean. And that doesn't just mean between you. Yeah, sure, you got to brush them well. You need to floss them well. But they also need to be brought back. If you have yellow stains and things on your teeth, there's something that's gotten into the enamel, if you have veneers, that sort of thing. That stuff can creep into your gums. So the best thing for you to do is to follow Ken's advice when it comes to getting the stains off your teeth using a product called Power Swabs.
And I think, Doug, what you saw is how important gum health is, not only to the heart, the news is to preventing dementia. Mm-hmm. Keeping your gums healthy is so important. So, okay, you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how long it can take and how annoying that sensitivity feeling is afterwards. Or maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I recommend clinically proven Power Swabs, the only teeth whitening system that can get your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Power Swabs, it uses naturally derived ingredients that are gentle and safe so that teeth won't feel sensitive afterwards. And if you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of stains on them also. Who doesn't want to have a nice white smile to go with that summer tan? Don't get too much sun, but just a little. So call now to try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-867-4089, and Doug will give you some more numbers.
Yeah, here's the best way for you to contact the folks who are interested in making sure that your teeth look good and are healthy. The folks at Power Swabs are available at 800-867-4089. Give me that number again, 800-867-4089. I know we present you oftentimes with lots of phone numbers here, but this is the key to using a product that is so easy and so productive. When you call right now, 800-867-4089 for Power Swabs, you'll get free shipping when you mention Dr. Ken's name. And ask them about some of their other products as well. There is a Power Swab kit that includes a stain-out quick stick that you can use when you're on the go, a tooth gloss, shine, gum rejuvenator. All these products are there as part of their attempt to make sure that your teeth and your gums are healthy. 800-867-4089 for Power Swabs, 800-867-4089. Number here is 888-553-7536 to get to Dr. Ken. He'll be talking with you in just a moment here on Good Day Weekend. Wow.
normal blood pressure naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
For us to continue our conversation about your health and well-being and the influences on your health and well-being. There's nothing in your life that cannot be overcome, whatever the situation or problem. There's always a solution, and Ken is a solution-oriented doctor, and he's here to help you out at 888-553-7536. Now, before we get to these callers that are waiting, Ken, you wanted to put not a further spin on the doctor work that has to be done in order to get approvals, but maybe a little more explanation.
Well, I'd like to bring everybody up to reality about what is really coming on in medicine now. It is a trend that our insurers are just broadening the web of procedures that they are requiring approval for. You know, you go back a decade or two, they only wanted approval if you were going to the hospital for a very expensive procedure or a very, very expensive outpatient procedure. But in the last year, they have just trickled down to procedures that are common, procedures that are relatively inexpensive, all requiring that you get pre-approval, what is in the jargon called pre-certification. And what happens is initially your staff will talk to the staff of the insurer, and often it can be done. We order things totally appropriately, and you know, hopefully this will get rid of the people who are ordering inappropriate studies. But sometimes the patient, you know, you're all individuals. You don't fit into that neat little cubbyhole that the guidelines are written for, and you have somebody who has not gone to medical school talking to someone in my office who's not gone to medical school, and if they can't resolve it, then we are allowed, fortunately, what's called a peer-to-peer, where I, as the physician, talk to one of my peers, who's hopefully a doctor in my specialty, and who represents the insurance company, and we then take the time to go over the case, and hopefully we can thoughtfully and politely discuss this and come to a resolution for what's the best thing for the patient. And I have to say that many of the doctors on the other side who represent the insurance companies, many of them are very, very reasonable. Many of them are really legitimately trying to help me come to a solution, and they unfortunately have a guidebook, and they have to justify their decision. And many of them will work with you to try to come up with what's truly good for their doc, for the patient. And the doctor can then go forward and take care of their patient. But occasionally, you will get someone on the other side that just wants to say no, no matter what. You know, I call it uniformitis. They just want to prove to you that they have the control over you now, and they can say no, and they will say no. And this just becomes so unbelievably frustrating because I feel responsible for being the representative of my patient and making sure they do what's right. And, you know, you come up to somebody like that, so it really takes some extra time in your day, which now, you know, you talk to a doctor, and if they're not trying to figure out what to do properly with every second, there's something wrong with that doctor. But so you have to go through this extra mile. And I ran into this case this week, and I have to say most of the people that I talked to on the other end are really reasonable people. But I had one this week that was so unreasonable. I just had to ask for another review with another cardiologist, and the cardiologist ultimately worked with me, and we got done what the patient needed.
Wow. Think of the time and the effort. I think that's what you're explaining here, the time.
Absolutely.
And the effort.
Absolutely, away from patients.
Done. Yeah. 888-553-7536. We'll get to your calls in a few minutes. We have about 30 seconds for this Tylenol story. Is that enough? The FDA is warning that Tylenol can cause a rash?
Well, fortunately, this is going to be a rare occurrence because so many people use acetaminophen, brand name Tylenol. Acetaminophen is added to so many over-the-counter products. But the FDA has warned that Tylenol and acetaminophen can cause rash, blisters, and in worst case, widespread damage to the surface of the skin. Watch for it. It's rare, and the FDA is bringing it to all of our attention. Personally, the tens of thousands of people I've seen on Tylenol, I've never seen this.
888-553-7536, Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com, or Doug at dougsteffen.com.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. How many ordinary people do you know that have made it big? Well, what I want you to do is think of everybody who has made it big. And listen to those words very carefully. Because when you trace back their roots, they, in fact, at one time were ordinary. Now, you might be looking at yourself, and you might be saying to yourself, you know what? I live an ordinary life. I'm an ordinary individual. And because I am, I will never, ever make it big in life. Well, just doing the exercise that we just talked about, you have proven to yourself that ordinary people do make it big. Now, why do they make it big? Because they don't no longer want to be ordinary. They want to be extravagant. They want to be big. They want to have everything that they dream of, which means they got it. Now it is your turn. Get out of the ordinary. Make it big. Think big. Accomplish it. Grasp it. And love it. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer
also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf-life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.
Yes, we are ready to continue on here, taking your calls. We've been talking a lot about the medical news of the week, the things that affect your life, the pronouncements from experts, Ken's experience, just to sort of lay the groundwork for some things that may come up during the course of the conversation. Appreciate the patience of those who have been waiting on the line. Let's get to some of your calls right now, as many as we can over the course of this next hour and a half. 888-553-7536. Here's Tom, who is in Utah, bountiful Utah, bountiful, beautiful Utah. Hi, Tom. What can we do for you?
A couple of items I wanted to have you two gentlemen ponder on. Dr. Ken, I was involved in medicine in the 60s and 70s. Back in those days, we operated on basic, what we called evidence-based medicine.
The good old days.
The good old days, yeah, when the actual operation of medicine depended upon the pathologist, which I had the great fortune of choosing to become. What's really sad...
I spent the first summer after my first year of medical school for 2 months doing autopsy pathology at the University of Pennsylvania in Philadelphia, and I don't think I learned more in those 2 months any other time in my life.
Well, you know, in early medicine, well, when medicine became mature, you depended upon the pathology lab to determine what you were going to do with the patient, and not just the dead ones, by the way. But everything in the hospital pivoted on that pathology lab. In the 70s, you know, you're talking about in the last 10 years, but quite frankly, many of us who had integrity in medicine, we felt the shift in the early 70s, where instead of the pathology lab becoming the determining power in medicine, stockholders and the bankers and the insurance companies became the power.
All right, you two guys you sound like you just jumped off the same ship.
Tom, keep going. We love you. Uncle Tom, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Well, one other thing I wanted to share with you and have you discuss. You're talking about this intestinal parasite. If the bankers and the insurance company are in control, do you think you're going to get the actual facts on even that issue? When you understand that this organism requires a constant supply of cholesterol and collagen to maintain its outer envelope, can that thing survive on produce? So, in fact, where does this parasite come from? Is it from the produce or from the animal products that contain the cholesterol and collagen that's required for its sustenance or maintenance?
It's an interesting question. I've been thinking about that, where the origin of this is. The fertilizer is the produce, but where is it originating from?
Well, if you understand, again, going back to the banker's mentality, that the great profit margin is made in livestock products, what's the margin in produce? I mean, they barely get by. But if you knock out, I was involved with Oprah Winfrey, programmed Howard Lyman to go on that show, and when they hit the issue of mad cow coming through livestock, you know, of course the industry went crazy, but more important, the pharmaceutical medical complex went crazy because they realized if people understood the truth, you could fix your own problem, and that's what I see, you know, coming out of your efforts.
Ding, 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 ding.
Well, so again, follow the money.
We need everybody, but I think that it needs to be wound back and the whole direction. You know, I saw medicine in the 70s. I didn't have the good fortune of seeing it in the 50s and 60s when I hear it was really the good old days. But I remember when, you know, it may have been abused that the doctors took advantage of their lofty position, but I remember when decisions were purely based on what was best for the patient.
Right. We could feel that change in the 70s, and so a lot of us just said, we're done. When we can't operate within our oath, then we're out. You know, for example, currently I've been entangled with carbon monoxide cases. It's the number one environmental poisoning experience, but medicine has been programmed to avoid identifying it so they can make money on the other symptoms, which are common to so many other things. You know, in fact, my own two parents were poisoned with carbon monoxide in their mobile home unit, and instead of being diagnosed with carbon monoxide poisoning, which the therapy would be just breathing clean air, they were treated for heart disease. Now,
Tom,
which one is more profitable?
Tom, where did you Dr. Tom, where did you train in pathology?
In Utah and in California.
Fantastic. I appreciate your perspective. I think you've attached to me and Doug, and you've brought us all together here.
Thanks for the call, Tom. 888-553-7536. Margaret is in Charleston, New York. Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm calling to ask a question about Bell palsy.
Yes.
I have gotten it. I got it last year, and everybody tells me my face still looks normal, but I still feel the residuals. Is there something besides the stretching of the face and everything I can do?
You know, Bell's palsy can be a challenging problem. It usually occurs when you have a viral illness, and what happens is, and you could probably tell people better than me, you get this sudden weakness in your facial muscles, and half your face appears to droop, your smile's on one side, and your eyes are on that side, resist closing. And this can be a rather frustrating issue for some. Fortunately, most people, it fully resolves. And, again, it's usually caused by any one of many, many viruses. And sometimes there are residual issues with this, as you are describing. We used to operate on this, but we don't. Very rarely do we do this anymore because we realize that there are complications of the surgery. You can have facial nerve injury, permanent hearing loss that's often associated with the surgery. So I would recommend that that's an absolute last resort. What is very helpful in this setting, Margaret, is physical therapy. If you work with a physical therapist, because what often happens is the paralyzed muscles, they can shrink and shorten. And this can cause permanent contractures. And this is what it sounds like to me has happened. A really good physical therapist who works in this area can teach you how to massage and exercise your facial muscles to prevent this from occurring. So that would be my advice, unless you've already been down that road.
No, I've been doing it at home, especially since it hasn't gotten better. I just had that. So my doctor
Have you worked with a physical therapist who's experienced in this area?
No.
That's what I would do. Ask your doctor for a physical therapy referral and ask for a physical therapist. They're wonderful if you get the right one who has experience in this area because they work in many different areas. And just like doctors, they do specialize. So the key is getting a PT who is experienced in your particular area.
Oh, that sounds good. I think I will call my doctor. Because I've been following the instructions, and sometimes it does affect my speech.
And hopefully your doctor will go the extra mile to get approval for this if it's required, because depending on your insurance, it's going to require approval.
All right, ma'am. 888-553-7536. I know a young woman, 30, maybe 31, had a baby about 6 months ago, 7 months ago, during the course of the birth, whatever it is that causes Bell's palsy, created in her what this lady described. And for the past, well, as many months as it's been since the child was born, she's been going through therapy. And at first it was very disturbing. I don't know if disturbing is the right word, but it was distracting. She knew it. Everybody around her knew it, that she was having a tough time and her face, you know, just wasn't normal. And now she seems to be getting back to normalcy. Is that usually about as much time as it takes for one to recover? And why would it be that going through birth would cause this, Ken?
Great questions, Doug. Actually, the risk factors for Bell's palsy are people who are pregnant, especially during the third trimester, or who are in the first week after giving birth. The other risk factor group are people who have had an upper respiratory infection, such as the flu or a cold. And these are just people who we don't quite understand why these are risk factors. I think with the cold, there's something to do with a virus gets involved in this disease process, but definitely pregnancy just perhaps alters the immune system and makes one vulnerable. Very common occurrence in pregnancy.
888-553-7536, the Good Day Health Newsletter, which is something that you take great pains to put together every week. This week, the Health Newsletter, which came out on Friday, for those of you who have subscribed, you already know what's in there. What have you brought in terms of the latest medical news to people who want to keep up? You spend a lot of time usually on one particular issue each week in the Good Day Health Newsletter.
Well, this is a time to focus on a time of life. If you've got them in your house, you know how this can be a challenge. The latest news related to the health of children and young adults. We're talking about adolescents and young adults. They have specific issues regarding their lives, and so we've devoted a newsletter. This is the latest information in the medical journals in the last few months. Practical information you can quickly add to improve the quality of one's life. You maybe even live longer. The information we don't have time to deliver during the show.
Right. All right. So I'm looking at something that focuses on children born after being exposed to the flu during pregnancy. Looks very interesting, very compelling. You got to keep yourself healthy if you're pregnant. And this, no smoking, no drinking, no.
And in my opinion,
anything.
Get a flu shot.
Yeah, well, let's keep yourself healthy and keep away from the flu. Yes, 888-553-7536. Here's a gentleman named Paul, Ken, who is in Minnesota. What's the name of the town where you are, Paul?
It's Rainier, very small town.
Okay.
Way up on the Canadian border.
Got it. What can we
do
for you?
Sounds lovely this time of year.
About the only good time of the year.
It's pretty damn cold there much of the year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what's going on with you, sir?
This is very intermittent. Haven't really had anybody's figured out. The top of my right thigh on the surface very occasionally becomes numb or kind of pins and needles sensation, but and it could last for a few minutes, and then it goes away, and it may not reoccur for a couple hours or a couple of days.
Are you diabetic?
About the size of my hand.
So, Paul, you can't see anything or there's no change, there's no swelling in the area?
No.
There's no skin change or swelling?
No.
So this is just a sensation of a normal-looking leg?
Yep, and it just seems to be on the surface, you know.
Okay. Are you diabetic?
Nope.
Have you had any back injuries?
Well, I occasionally have had that from work, you know.
Because this sounds to me like a nerve issue.
Mm.
And, you know, I would start with a neurologist to get this diagnosed first. And hopefully with some physical therapy, you can get this taken care of. But this definitely sounds to me like probably some relation to some trauma that you've had in the past. And this is a nerve issue.
Okay. I was kind of assuming some type of a nerve thing, but.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir.
Good luck,
Thank
Paul.
You.
Get yourself to a neurologist in Rainier, Minnesota. And how far are you from the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota?
Good ride.
That's the other end of the state.
Down south.
Well, you don't need a passport.
No, that's it. Nice ride. Go down where it's a little warmer. 888-553-7536. Robert's in Anderson, South Carolina. Hi, Robert. You have an interesting story, it looks like, for Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Dr. Ken, I'll make this real quick. I have a young lady, she's 41, wanting to have a relationship with me. She was on crystal meth for a good while, and she said she was on rehab. Her teeth is kind of rotted on the bottom. She don't have no teeth on the top. I didn't know whether it's wise to get in some kind of relationship, whether I don't know whether she's in rehab or not. She doesn't have a job right now, and I didn't know, whether, in your opinion, what the physical-wise crystal meth does to you and whether you get off of it or not. And I wanted to ask you whether it's wise to do something like that.
Well, Robert, you know, they say love is blind. What I would do is I would just go really slowly. I mean, this may be a wonderful person who is, you know, has transformed themselves and needs a fresh start with a sensitive, caring guy like you, and it may be the best thing. Or this may be somebody who really is still in trouble, dependent, and is manipulating you. And I don't know which end of the spectrum it is. So my advice to you is to just guard your heart, you know, be open to this, but go really slowly. And if you were thinking about marrying this person, in my humble opinion, I would make sure I know this person at least a year minimum before I ever thought of doing that.
Well, she's with another man right now. That's pretty much right. Told me that, you know.
You're foolish. Stay
Whoa.
Away from her.
Well, that's part. You didn't tell me that up front.
Stay away from her.
That changes the whole equation.
888-553-7536. Let's move on to something that has productive value conversationally, and that's your hairline. How is your hair? Have you lost your hair? Is it thinning? Do you feel you're having a problem because you're prematurely losing your hair and you don't have that problem in your family? If you're frustrated and embarrassed, Dr. Ken wants to help you out.
Your million-dollar look cannot be perfect if you have thinning, weak, and tired hair. Thinning hair could be a result of aging follicles. The new Provia from Chamonix strengthens your hair follicles to give you stronger, fuller, more vibrant hair like nothing you have tried before. And it works for both men and women. You've suffered with thinning hair for years. Well, now you can join the thousands who are using this scientific breakthrough from Chamonix and see the amazing results for yourself. Provia serum is all natural with no side effects and very easy to use.
Very easy to get. as well, 800-543-5817. The results are guaranteed, or Dr. Ken wouldn't tell you that this is a good product. If you have hair that's falling out and you don't want to have this problem anymore, call 800-543-5817. Right now you get a free month supply of Provia when you mention Dr. Ken. Get free rush shipping and a surprise gift as well. Provia, to fix the problem of the hair falling out and waving goodbye. 800-543-5817.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
The Obama administration is targeting people just like you. The IRS, FBI, and NSA are scrambling to collect every bit of information about you. Find out how to protect yourself from government spies at privacyradio.com. But hurry, they do not want you to know about this. It's the story of an American patriot and his struggle against big government. Don't wait. This video could mysteriously go down at any time. Go to privacyradio.com before it's too late. That's privacyradio.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
On your health and well-being. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, at 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken also has a large practice. I was talking to a fellow running a radio station in Orlando the other day, Ken, and he told me he knew what we were doing. He likes the fact that you're in Mount Dora, very interested in the things that we do on the weekday program and the weekend program, because a lot of his listeners are in that area, which is really northwest of Orlando. I think. Isn't it northwest? Yeah, you're northwest of Florida. Yeah. So if you're in the southeast and you want to go visit Dr. Ken, you're listening to him talk to people, you appreciate his point of view, you appreciate his knowledge, you appreciate his patience, you might want to call his office. The local number in Florida is 352-735-1400, or around the country, it's 800 Lake Cardio. You can go to Dr. Ken and get the same sort of experience. He spends, according to the insurance companies, way too much time with each patient. But, you know, that's the way he is, as you can tell by listening. He also has a blog at his website, drkenshow.com. Click on the upper right-hand corner there and enjoy the conversation. Speaking of enjoying the conversation, every week, I get a few notes. I think I had three or four notes about PT9 and the fact that there are a lot of these prostate health supplements that are on the market, and they all have a lot of the same ingredients. But the fact that you looked into PT9, I mean, we've talked about other prostate health supplements as we've been doing this program over, what, the last 10 years? We've been doing this 10 years, haven't we? Close to it?
Close to it.
Yeah. So there are the developments in this sort of, I don't know if you want to call it medicine, but the fact that there is new research being done all the time, and there are good products, and they become better. And so as the research is done, and as people work harder at presenting better products to compete with the others, Ken wants you to be up to date. And that's why, at the moment, he thinks that the best solution for keeping your prostate healthy, maintaining prostate health for men, and actually women like this too, is a product called PT9.
This is a nice, natural product and evidence-based, good science behind it, safe. And it won't lower your blood pressure to a level that won't be healthy for you like some of the other products. So question for you guys, what happens when you don't sleep? You become groggy, snappy, and tired, interrupted sleep. It can even contribute to weight gain and also lowered immune system. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. PT9 is the new prostate formula from Chamonix, and it's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9, it contains clinical concentrations of powerful, natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels, all with natural ingredients. That's a true home run for your health and your love life. That means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day, better mood, better sleep, and better intimacy.
All right, so what do you want? You'd like to know how to get this, right? That's how it works when you tell a story like that. How about we find out how to get PT9? You call 800-811-6931 to go direct to the folks that make this. You don't have any middlemen involved. It's less expensive. It works better, and they're happy to serve you well. They give you an extra bonus product when you call 800-811-6931 as a thank you for ordering PT9. 90-day money-back guarantee. So call now and mention Dr. Ken. It's for PT9, 800-811-6931. They're actually, I think, going to give you, there's another product that's involved. I think that there are two or three different things that you'll get out of this. So now, at this time of the year, these companies are a little more eager to do business, frankly. So they'll make it easier for you, and that's what you'll like about it. Plus, the product is as good as Ken suggests. PT9, 800-811-6931. A lot of news left for us to discuss in the next hour. You can join in the conversation at 888-553-7536. This program comes to you every weekend. It is not, there's never a time when we have repeats. 52 weeks a year, Dr. Ken and I are here happy to help out. It's really that kind of exercise that puts us maybe over the top when it comes to this sort of thing.
The latest breaking medical news each week.
Breastfeeding in the next hour, and what really the instances of it, how healthy it is for you. There's also a story about plastic surgery that I don't understand how people, I've talked more people out of this because there are other things you can do now besides have your face. I mean, there are things that good plastic surgeons can do, and if it's done properly and modestly, it's really, you know, can be a boon in some respects. But there
plastic surgery story out of the Journal of the American Medical Association is a fascinating study, and we'll talk about it next hour.
Yep, we'll start with that in the next hour, plus your calls, of course, at 888-553-7536.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's DrORTMAN.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.